fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Before this exciting adventure, a word from our sponsor. General Mills, makers of Cheerios, the oat cereal that's ready to eat, Betty Crocker Mixes, and Wheaties, the breakfast of champions, present by special recording, The Lone Ranger. You know, one of the best things about summer is those lazy afternoon picnics. And I bet your moms know about one of the easiest snacks ever, a marvelous Betty Crocker marble cake. Mmm, what could taste better with a cold glass of milk or lemonade from the thermos than a big slice of marble cake? And Betty Crocker Marble Cake Mix is the mix in just one package that you can mix in just one bowl. There's no chocolate to melt, no extra bowls or pans to wash. And the same high-quality ingredients you choose yourself are right in the mix, including famous softest silk cake flour and pure vegetable shortening. You just add water and two fresh eggs for a cake that is high, light, and, well, absolutely perfect. Betty Crocker guarantees with all her cake mixes a perfect cake every time you bake. Cake after cake after cake. Perfect, or write General Mills, Minneapolis, Minnesota for your money back. Ask your moms to bake up a marvelous Betty Crocker marble cake for the next picnic your family plans. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. Hey, Silver. Hooray!
A creek which flowed southward into the Llano River formed the dividing line between the Jed Elmore land and the vast holdings of the Lazy Y Ranch. Jed and his wife Ella were waging a losing battle against the dry, barren soil, which they tried so hard to cultivate, and Jed had finally called in his foreman for a discussion. Jed, Ella, and Tex the foreman sat in the living room of the Elmore farmhouse.
No use in talking, Tex. We gotta do something or give up altogether. Our crops just wither up and die off before they're half grown.
Now don't go talking of giving up, Jed. We own this land, and we just gotta make it pay one way or another.
Sure, but how? That's what I'd like to know.
Jed, the boys and me were talking it over this morning, and we hit on a good idea.
You did? Well, what is it?
There's nothing wrong with your land that irrigation won't cure, Jed.
Oh, we've talked to that, Jed and I. But Jed says it isn't possible to irrigate it.
Why not?
Look, Tex, you know as well as I do that the waters of the creek run through a regular gorge all along our property. We couldn't dig irrigation ditches deep enough to reach the water.
Wait a minute, both of you.
Yes, go on.
Well, we could dig irrigation ditches across your land just a few feet deep leading from the creek.
But like Judd just pointed out, the water's fully 10 feet below the banks all along our land.
Sure, but if we built a dam across the creek...
What?
Those high banks would be natural sides to hold plenty of water to fill the irrigation ditches.
A dam across the creek?
By thunder, Tex, I think you've got something there. I never thought of doing that.
But wait a minute, Jed. What about the folks at the Lazy Y Ranch? Wouldn't a dam there cut off the water to keep their cattle from getting what they need?
No, ma'am. They don't use the creek for watering their cattle. The Llano River runs along the south boundary of the Lazy Y and supplies more water than they need for their cattle.
Yes, tell the boys to get materials over to the creek in the morning. After we get that dam built and irrigation ditches dug, our land is really going to produce.
Whoa, boy, whoa now.
Well, Ella, it's almost finished after a week of hard work. Isn't that a sight for sore eyes?
Oh, Jed, it's grand. And the water's rising already.
Sure is.
What's going on?
Oh, there, ho. It's finished, Jed. What? There's a dam we can be mighty proud of, too.
Tell the boys to come to the house and I'll give them all an extra fancy supper. We sure have good reason to celebrate today.
Thanks, ma'am. Get up there.
That evening, John Pittman, owner of the large Lazy Y Ranch, reined up in front of his big ranch house with his son, Jim, who helped him run the ranch.
Hey,
we sure got a good price for those cattle we took to Austin, Dad.
Yeah, but I got to hand it to you, son. You sure know how to drive a bargain.
Oh, here comes West, Dad. He went to hunt some strays today up along the creek.
Hey, boy. Hey, boss.
Yeah?
I found out something you ought to know.
What is it, Ed?
Elmore and his men have built a big dam across the creek quite a ways up from here.
What?
I saw it. And all the water's backing up behind it so he can fill his irrigation ditches.
Jed Elmore did that?
He should have talked to us first, eh?
Well, it's too late now. That dam's built to stay for a long time, looks like to me.
Of course, it won't really affect us, Dad. Our cattle get plenty of water from the river. But Elmore should have asked us anyway.
We can't be soft about a thing like that. I say we ought to do something about it.
Yeah, maybe so. Mom would want us to be reasonable about it. She likes the Elmores a lot.
Yeah.
They have to irrigate their land or give up as farmers.
That's neither here nor there. And what's more, your Ma isn't here to raise any objections to what we do about that, Dad.
She'll be back from St. Louis in a week. Now, I say wait till she gets home and we can talk it over with her then.
What your Ma don't know won't hurt her, son.
Well, Dad, what are you going to do about the dam?
I'll give Elmore a chance to do something first. But if he don't, we will.
A week had passed when the Lone Ranger and his Indian companion Tonto made temporary camp in the hills, a short distance from the town of Territ. Tonto went for supplies and returned about noon.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Any news in town, Tonto?
There are plenty of people around town today, Kemosabe.
Yes, it's Saturday.
Well, me hear men talk in cafe. They're trouble, maybe.
Trouble? Why?
Well, it seemed like farmer named Elmore built big dam up on creek about a week ago.
I've heard of Jed Elmore. His land needs water badly.
Ah, but owner of Lazy Y Ranch, plenty mad about dam.
John Pittman owns the Lazy Y. His cattle get all the water they need from the river.
Maybe so, but me hear Pittman planned to dynamite dam.
Hmm. You say it's a big dam, Tonto?
Me hear him say there's a regular lake of water behind dam. It built across wide gorge.
Dynamiting it will send tons of water rushing downstream. No telling what damage might be done.
Not right.
Elmore won't stand for Pittman doing that.
Well, me hear him say Elmore have only few men on farm. Pittman have over 50 at Lazy Y Ranch.
Yes, that's true. If I could get to Pittman, perhaps I could make him see reason.
Well, him in town with son. Them already have dynamite on wagon and start for dam with plenty Lazy Y cowhands.
The dam is on the opposite side of town from here. They have a good start by now. We'll have to do some hard riding to get there before they blow it up. Here, Silver.
It'd be risky, Kemosabe. Pittman not know Lone Ranger. Maybe you not get chance to explain.
We'll take the risk. Let's get moving. Hello, easy, steady,
easy,
fella.
Scott, easy, fella.
Come on, Silver!
Let's count.
Later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, moving along the creek trail at a fast pace, came within sight of the dam. Off to one side, they could see a small group of men with their hands raised, surrounded by others with drawn guns.
Tonto, Pittman's men are holding Elmore and his men at bay with drawn guns. There's Pittman with his son and some others near the dam. They're getting ready to set off the blast.
That's not good.
Pittman, wait! Wait! Hold us to the left, Tonto. Take cover. Come on, boy.
Come, fella.
Who's over?
Oh, fella.
They're too many for us. I could think of a way to reach Pittman before they set that blast.
Them blow up dam, Kemosabe. Make a water let loose.
Yes, we're too late. Now that they've blasted that dam, they'll turn their attention to us. We'll get away from here now. We'll find out just what damage has been done as soon as we lose Pittman and his men.
We'll continue our Lone Ranger adventure in just a moment.
Hear
hear that? It's the sound of a mighty American Airlines flagship taking off. You know, being an American Airlines pilot is an exciting job. And now, thanks to Cheerios, you too can share in that fun. Because inside every specially marked package of Cheerios, you'll now find a free American Airlines air travel game. Yes, a free airplane game for you and your friends, complete with instructions, 4 airplane playing pieces, a spinner, and 2 playing boards. You're the pilot in this exciting air travel game, and you play on a real American Airlines system map that adds to the fun. On the back, you'll find another paper game board with lots of important information every American Airlines pilot must know. So how about it? You be the pilot. Get your complete American Airlines air travel game today, free in Cheerios. Look for the special Cheerios package with a flying airplane on front. Supplies are limited, so hurry. Ask for Cheerios today, the ready-to-eat oat cereal that gives you go power.
To continue, the Lone Ranger knew that with the blasting job over, the Lazy Y men would turn their attention to him and Tonto. He proved to be right. He could hear Pittman calling to his men.
They're coming, Tonto. We're not looking for trouble. We'll have to make a run for it. Let's go. Come on, Silver.
Come up, Scout.
Come on, big fella. Faster, Silver.
Gallant white stallion Silver and the fleet-footed paint horse Scout soon outdistanced their pursuers. Though many bullets had been thrown their way, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, fortunately, had been just beyond ranged and got away unharmed. After about an hour's fast riding, they drew rein on the shore of the Llano River to the south.
Ho, Silver, ho! Easy, steady, fella. Rest the horses a while, Tonto. Steady now.
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Look, Kimasabi.
What?
It seemed like water come up high on bank of river lately, then go down again.
It must have been caused by the blasting of the dam. The creek flows into the river at this point. We know tons of water were let loose by that blast.
Isn't that right? When dam blow up, me see big wall of water go down creek. Me think maybe... Kimasabi, look.
Well, what's the matter?
Look at railroad bridge. It sagged down at one end.
The railroad bridge?
Ah.
Tonto, you're right. The end supports of the bridge have been weakened by the floodwaters. We'll go look it over. Easy, steady,
big fella. Easy, fella.
Come on, Silver! Now. The bridge has been damaged, all right. Listen.
Me hear train whistle. Me think it back on this side river.
The train from the east. If it gets too close, it may not be able to stop. It'll be wrecked at the bridge and go into the river.
That right. And what we do?
We'll try to flag it down, Tonto. One, Silver!
Come up, Scout!
Racing against time, the Lone Ranger and Tonto urged Silver and Scout along the railroad tracks.
Hurry, boy! Faster, Silver!
Then, as they rounded a bend in the tracks, they saw the steaming iron horse roaring toward them.
Oh, Silver, hold on. Steady now. Stay here in the middle of the tracks, Tonto. They'll be sure to stop then.
Meantime, inside the cab of the railroad engine, the engineer called out to the fireman.
Hey, Bill.
Ah, look up ahead there. What do you make of it?
Mascow hooed on a white horse. Has an Indian with him.
Look at him. In another minute, we'll run smack into him. And I'll do it, too, if they haven't sense enough to get out of the way.
Otto, they're not going to stop. We'll have to get off the tracks. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Easy, Silver, easy.
Easy, easy, fella.
Steady.
What we do?
They'll slow down for the bridge. I'll ride alongside and get aboard the fuel car behind the engine. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Meantime, John Pittman and his men had given up the search for the Lone Ranger and Tonto and had started for the Lazy Y ranch house. As they approached the place where the trail crossed the railroad tracks, Pittman's son Jim suddenly cried out when he heard the whistle of the train as it headed south toward the river.
Dad, there's the train from the east.
Jumping catfish. 2 miles skin is alive for not riding across the river to town to meet her at the station.
She sure will. If it hadn't been for that masked outlaw leading us so far from the ranch, we'd have been there.
Wait, Jim, look. There's a train coming into sight. And the masked man, too.
It is the Mascal Hoot.
It looks like he's trying to board the engine.
By thunder, that's what he's trying to do.
Come on, men. We'll get there just in time to prevent a holdup. My wife's on that train.
Right. Sure, and we'll grab that masked hombre. Get up there.
As the train came alongside, the Lone Ranger put Silver into a gallop. Waiting for just a moment, the Lone Ranger judged the distance. Then with a mighty lunge, he grasped the iron handrail and pulled himself from the saddle to the ladder-like iron steps.
Made it!
Quickly but carefully, the masked man made his way over the piled-up fuel to the engine cab. Just as he reached the cab, the fireman saw him.
Hey, what the...
Stop the train!
This'll stop you,
no, mister! No, it won't!
No! Dale, what's it? Holy smoke, the owl!
No, I'm here to warn you. The bridge has been damaged. Stop the train, hurry.
Don't believe me, man. It's a trick.
Stop the train or I'll...
Guns. Guess I gotta do as you say. Don't think I can stop it, though, before we reach the bridge. Too close.
Get out of the way. I'll stop it.
Oh, if the bridge is out, mister, we'll all be killed. I can't stop in time now. I'm jumping.
Oh, my. Come on, Ed.
Jump, mister. Jump.
I'll stop this train before it gets to the bridge. I must do it.
Inside the cab of the engine, the Lone Ranger, deserted by the fireman and the engineer, worked frantically to bring the fast-moving train to a stop before it reached the river and went on to the weakened bridge.
Only another 100 yards or so to go.
Perspiration broke out on his forehead and streamed down his face as he gradually but firmly pulled the brake lever, while his eyes were fixed on the river, which seemed to rush toward him.
I must make it stop.
The train responded slowly to his efforts, until just a few yards from the gaping space where the bridge used to be, it came to a complete stop.
Yeah, that was close.
Reach, mister. He got here just in time.
We'll string him up for this. Let's take him over to the... Hey, Dad.
Hey.
Look.
Right under the bridge, second.
That's the reason I stopped the train. The fireman and engineer jumped.
Here comes the engineer now.
Oh, man alive. I didn't think it could be done.
Neither did I for a few minutes.
Mask or no mask, you saved the train, mister. I didn't believe you when you said the bridge was damaged.
And if it hadn't been for the mask, man, the train would have gone into the river.
That's right. Gosh, and Mom's on this train, too. There she comes with the trainman.
By golly, it's your mother, all right. Hi there, Sheriff.
Oh, John and my boy.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, it's so good to see you again. What you all doing here?
Hey, we were heading for the ranch when we saw the train stopping. The bridge has been badly damaged.
The bridge damaged? How did it happen?
Just how did it happen, John? I don't understand how that bridge could be sagging like that.
I'm sure your husband will be able to tell you, Mrs. Pittman.
This masked man, who is he?
Worry, ma'am. He sure proved he's no outlaw, if that's what you're thinking. He saved the passengers' lives by stopping the train.
Oh, tell me, John, what did make that bridge sag?
Well, to tell the truth, I reckon we were kind of to blame for that, Sheriff.
You to blame? What do you mean?
Well, it was like this,
I'll tell you, Mom. We blew up a dam that Jed Elmore constructed across the creek up his way. Tons of water were let loose and, well, the bridge supports were torn away.
John Pittman, did you really do a thing like that?
Well, I reckon what Jim told you is true, sir.
But why should you blow up Jed Elmore's dam? They've been good neighbors and I like them. They can't make a living with the land as dry as it is.
Maybe that's true.
And what's more, John, a dam up on the creek wouldn't affect our land at all.
Oh, that's right, Mom, but after all, we can't let you...
You keep quiet, son. John, that mean and foolish act of yours almost caused a big tragedy for the folks on the train, including me.
Sir, I know that. I shiver when I think of it. And I'm downright sorry to boot. It wasn't for this mask,
yeah,
hombre.
Good thing we didn't catch him in a redskin when we were chasing him, or he wouldn't have saved the train.
Land's sakes. What on earth were you chasing him for?
We went up to the dam hoping to stop its destruction, but they mistook us for outlaws.
I see. But they didn't try to find out for certain. You know, that's the way it is when I go away. John and Jim just don't have anyone to hold them down.
Well, Sarah, we can discuss this at home. I don't think this is the place.
Maybe not, John, but anyway. You're not going right home, and neither am I.
We're not. Then where are we going?
We're going up to the Elmore's place.
What?
That's where.
What?
Elmore.
I'll use one of the ranch hands' horses.
Going to Jed Elmore's place? I don't savvy.
We're going to tell them that you and the men will rebuild that dam for them.
What?
Yeah, and what's more, John, your stubbornness and hasty actions are going to cost you plenty because of that damaged railroad bridge. It'll have to be repaired right away.
and you'll have to pay for it.
Yes, I reckon you're right, as usual. Boys, Sarah isn't a very big female, but you can see who's really boss at the Lazy Eye. I guess you all better head for Elmore's with her while I get to town and fix things up with the railroad.
I see my Indian friend on the edge of the crowd with my horse. I'll leave now.
Mister.
Yes?
We sure are indebted to you for saving my wife and the other folks on the train. I still don't savvy that mask, but it doesn't matter now.
That's right, it doesn't.
We don't know how to thank you. If we can do anything for you...
Rebuild Elmore's dam. That will be thanks enough, Mr. Pittman. Your wife has a right idea. If the West is to prosper, people must pull together. Well, we'll see you again sometime.
Adios. Adios.
Goodbye.
He sure is a fine hombre. But why does he wear that mask?
I wonder who he is.
Say, I just figured out who that masked hombre is.
Well, who did is? How in thunder could you?
Well, you see, he's wearing a black mask and riding with an Indian, and they help people.
We know that, you nitwit.
Yeah, but I saw the horses they were riding, close up. A white stallion in the paint. The stallion's name Silver, and I found out the Indian's name is Tonto. So you see,
I got to figure it out now myself. I've heard a lot about that masked hombre. He's the Lone Ranger.
Well, Lone Ranger?
Copyrighted feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated is produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer. Your announcer, Fred Foy. Listen to The Lone Ranger, brought to you by special recording Mondays through Fridays at this same time.